Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to another edition of Traders Network Live podcast brought to you on blogtalkradio.com. Hope you guys are having a great day. Today kicks off March Madness with the NCAA Tournament College Basketball. Today's been a hectic day in the markets. Right now we're looking at CNDO. We're looking to get in before the close. We are looking for a flush and pop. Let's see if we can get it. It came down some, but we want just a little more. 435 was nice, but we need bigger orders so we can get filled. If this doesn't happen today, we're most definitely trading this tomorrow. The other beast has been going nuts since I called the beginning of the week. It's MVIS, and the thing is still going. Is this ever going to stop? The volume is still there. It just keeps going and going and going and going. Another one, NVGN. Other solid one right there. It's just going and going. Light volume today, though. So back to CNDO. We're looking. It's already back in the 440 range. It went low with 435. But I needed more volume. So I appreciate everybody coming out to the podcast today. What we have going on is we have an interview with a publicly traded company tomorrow that trades on the Pink Sheets Exchange, which is AXXE. Since we called that last Friday, it was around 6 cents. It went high at 17 cents this week. Now it's around the 12 cent range and is gaining momentum. They're pretty much FDA approved now, so pretty much now they can sell their drugs in the United States. Tap Out brand has a long line of workout regimen pills and creams for before and after, and other stuff that Tap Out does. They have a lot of marketing agents, if you will, deals in place with like Rock Nation Sports is Jay-Z's sports agency. Yeah, I'm hearing some stuff pretty soon now with the WWE, because they're getting more into the workout part of the business with the with Stephanie and Paul Levesque, aka Triple H, his their workout videos. So it looks like WWE is going more into the get fit, exercise. I think Tap Out fit really perfect with that. That's just speculation, of course, but they have a lot going on. So our first interview ever, I think it's gonna go pretty much over well, pretty good. I'm excited for it. That's tomorrow at 2 p.m. Then after that, we're kicking off the podcast Power Hour, baby, 3 p.m. with a co-host. I'm actually getting a co-host. We're gonna test it out, see how it works. My right hand man and Bill Manfield. So let's see how that goes. Right now, CNDO, the 435s are coming back up. We're looking for enough liquidity so we can get in. We're looking for big orders. Because we're looking to pick up 5,000 shares right here before the close. We're looking for a nice pop in the pretty much in the late power hour, maybe 3:30, even going to 4. We need big orders, though. Where are you at, though? If we can get lower, we'll get lower. We're just going to watch this right now. Because when a big order comes in, it pulls back. And now it's going to open up the liquidity, which we need to get in. Because I don't want to sit here for the next 5-10 minutes and just buy 1,000 shares here, 1,000 shares here. It's going to kill me in commission. But one big order. if you're brand new to training and you need to get the extra edge in your training and take your training to the next level, I highly recommend you come to my webinar tonight. And the link's in the description. Check it out. I also have a documentary coming out over the weekend, which is pretty much going to be a blog stating why I love trading in the gutter. And the video is going to pretty much show you how I trade in the gutter and how you could also learn from this to trade like me. So the video is going to be like maybe 35 to 40 minutes of like really detailed information pretty much on me and how I trade and what I look for and a lot more. Because I like stocks a lot of people don't like. Like, you wouldn't catch CNBC on CNBC. It's too low for them. See, they're looking for big gains. I'm just looking to make a quick $500, maybe a couple thousand. I'm just a regular Joe Schmo like you guys. Looking to conquer the market and make bank. And also, we left Skype. There's no more Skype anymore. We're on Facebook now. We're in a secret trading room. It's starting really to evolve and really grow. One of my students posted an article in there about some 17-year-old kid who has a hedge fund. It ain't no hedge fund. You got to be worth millions to start a hedge fund. And you can't talk to people less than $600,000 revenue. So pretty much, a gym teacher, I'll give him a couple $100. That ain't a hedge fund. He has an account and he pools money together. Pretty much a pool. You know, during March Madness time, you got your office pool and you all guys put all the cash in and you do it that way. Or you wait do on the Powerball, you pool your money together. That's what he's doing. The SEC is going to be at his doorstep very soon. If the story is even true. I give him a couple $100, see what he can do with it. You know, couple $100, come on, bro. Anyway, right now we're looking at CNDO. Got the level 2 up on here. I'm looking to get in between 435 or below, but I need enough liquidity so I can get in. It's still running back up. I'm looking for a big order here. I'm not going to chase it. I know I probably can get a lot more on the ask if I wanted to, but I'm not willing to chase. It is very thin right now. The blocks are very thin. I need somebody willing to step up to the plate and want to buy big so I can get in. I mean, actually sell big. I need somebody to sell huge. I'm not getting it. I'll wait. I don't rush. All right, see that I did at 440 to 4,000? I need an order like that, but I don't need it at 440. I need that shit below 439. How come somebody orders can come in with 435? Come on, you guys are killing me. I want to get in like around 435 and get out around 441 or 443. I'm just looking for a small scalp right here. There we go. 431s are popping up. I'm going to wait. There's one, two, three. There's three blocks at 431. 435 popped up. Those 431s are going to turn to 435. So I'm going to wait. Don't you guys worry. I'm going to have a level 2 video come out. You'll see a lot of that in the documentary. All I trade is level 2. I know the chart pattern I look for. Once I only trade stocks in the same pattern. I don't look at the chart while I'm trading. I look at level 2. I want to see what people are willing to sell it at and what are people willing to buy it at. And I base all my trades just off of that. And it works out pretty well for me. I can see drops happening before they happen because I look at my whole level 2 is huge. I got one of the top of the line level 2s. It shows every single market maker out there. Also shows basket orders. If you guys don't know what basket orders are, those are pretty much big, huge blocks that are trading as a T trade. where like you usually you come out like when the market's closed, you see a humongous order for like 90 like or 100,000 shares at this price. And you're like, holy shit. Shows those two. So I got everything. You see, now you see those 435s and more 435s now. Now a whole bunch of 431s are popping up. There's 5 blocks now at 431. Those 435s are now 436s, 428s are popping up. 436, not willing to pay 436 for this. I do like that 428, though. Here we go, 431s, I was right. Okay, here comes the 431s. Come on, come to Papa, come on down, come on down. You know you want to sell off. Mikey needs those new Jordans come on Saturday, come on. God, the worst feeling in the world is waiting for your stock to come to the price where you want. That's why most people just chase the stock up, because they hate waiting. Because it's like such a adrenaline rush, where you're just going and going, you just want to get in and get out. But you got to wait. Because I know, as soon as I buy this at 440, you know what's going to happen? The price I want is going to show up. And it's going to be like big enough where I was able to get in. And I'm going to be so pissed at myself. So I'm just going to sit here, calm and collective, and just watch this damn fucking screen. But seriously, though, guys, join the webinar. It's going to be good. We're going over a lot. A lot of stuff I already covered, but there's a lot of new people coming to the webinar, so I'm going to be covering new stuff and old stuff. It's going to be a good time. Most of you guys who know me, I don't sugarcoat shit. I keep it real. Real Wall Street. Fuck Jim Cramer. Fuck CNBC. We're the new breed. New Wall Street. Hedge Street Trading. As you can see, it's back up to 440 now. Didn't get enough shares that came in for order for the amount I wanted. I'm just going to wait. We're going to check out MVIS. Then we're going to do a scan and see what's popping. We're going to do a scan. Top of the line today is CNDO. Then rest of the market is looking very green-ish volume-wise. There's some green stocks of volume right there. That's the case. Let's check out SPY real quick. See how SPY is doing. SPY is down. Oh my god. I'm so happy I sold this when I did. TVIX is completely destroyed. This stock is down so fucking much. Jesus. Even with the SPY down, this shit is still red. People are just selling their shares. They're selling them. They're done with it. Holy shit. Even with the SPY red, TVIX is red. That ain't good. You see, that's the reason why I did not get back into this, because it didn't confirm a bullish pattern. It had to break that 225. If it broke that 225, that would have confirmed the market was really about to go into a bearish pattern and this was going to just take off, but it didn't. It pulled back drastically. And then after the news yesterday, pretty much says the rates are not going to be hiked up this month or next month. So that pretty much confirmed the bullish pattern right there. Now the market's going to even go higher. So this rate here is not even worth buying until maybe like below a dollar at this point. We're about to go so much higher, guys. We're in a bullish trend right now. If you're on the sidelines, because all these little old fucks that go on CNBC and Fox Business News and say that the end is near, the end is near. Oh my God, the end is near. They're fucking so short. They're getting fucked up the ass every night. That's how bad it is for them. They've been saying the end is near for the last, what, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, like 6, 7 years. And all those people who believe them have been missing out on this epic bullish market for the longest time. This has pretty much been the biggest bull run we ever had, period, in anybody's lifetime. This is bigger than the 20s, bigger than the 80s. This is bigger than the dot-com era. This is the biggest bull market of any generation. Yes, you can see half it was because the Fed was buying bonds and propping the market up. But forget about that shit. Money is money. Who cares who is helping prop what up? We're still putting cash in that bank, though, right? We're still getting that money, though, right? So who cares how we get it, long as we get it? All those people, all those right-wing, all those old fucks are pretty much just waiting on the sidelines, waiting for some epidemic to happen or some shit, right? You remember in 2012? Or was it 2011? I can't remember what year it was. In the new year, though, you had that commercial with that guy. I called the collapse of 2008, and something bad is going to happen very soon. Get ready, guys. Something bad is going to happen very soon. Hold on, guys. I'm getting a message from HP. Are you serious, though? Alright, hold on. I lost that train of thought. We think something bad was going to happen very soon, right? So that's all he was saying, right? Well, it's 2015. Your commercial don't run no more. What was that bad thing was going to happen again? I'm still waiting. Oh, all those guys on Facebook who are laughing at me saying the crash is going to happen in October of this year? Hey, last I looked, we're in March, and the market moved, the Dow moved up, what, 3K since then? Yeah, so when's that fall off going to happen? Oh, wait, we're going to be terrible in 2015, right? The crash is going to happen then. Still waiting for it. Stop waiting on the sidelines for some crap to happen and get your cash in the market while you can. You can't make nothing if you don't spend it, right? Oh, you're playing the safe route, right? You're going to put your cash into a CD and earn like 1.2%. If you don't got 100 grand, what the hell are you going to make off of that? Well, I'm going to put it into annuity. Really? That's great. Yeah, I play golf every day, too. I'm sorry, I don't got enough cash to put my money into an annuity to sit on it. I need to make money. See, that's the difference between investing and trading. Investing, you already have the cash, so you want to grow it. Trading is, you don't have the cash, you have to make it. Totally different aspect. Trading is, you take more risk because you want to make more. Investing, you already have the money you want, you're settled with. You just want to grow it over time. So yeah, you could take your little 5 or 10 or 15% gains for the year. I say fuck that. Garbage when I compare to what I do. I can make 10% in one trade. Pretty much, I can look at a 6-year-old who maybe makes a total of 15 grand for the whole year on their like $250,000 portfolio. Well, he had another 15 grand for the year in that. To me, that 15 grand is garbage. I can make that in 2 trades. You can take 10 of those 6-year-olds, or even 40-year-olds, who make 15 to 20 grand for the year, and they're like 200, 400K portfolios. I made all that at one trade in the lake during the Ebola scare. I might take risks, but it doesn't mean that I'm gambling. In my documentary is coming out over the weekend, it's going to explain trading is not gambling. Right here in the level 2, we still have TVIX up at level 2. Was it 200, 2,000, 20,000 shares just came in at 180. I'm going to explain to you the price is going to have to pull back now, because when a big order comes in, the price pulls back always, because the market makers have to like pretty much fill that order. So see, once that came in, the price automatically dropped to 179. You would figure if 20,000 shares came in, the price would go higher, the price would go lower. That's why I always look to get it out of the flush. Because the bigger the amounts come in, the price is going to fall. Then you get in, then the price will just move right back up. It will bounce back up into place. It's easy money to make if you calculate the time right. You can make a lot of money doing this. I've been doing this for a long time, guys. I love what I do. I'm dedicating so much more time to teaching now. It's not even funny. I don't have to trade every day now. I trade a couple of day trades a week, and then I look for one massive run a month or two, and I get it. And I make more money than most people do in a year. I take big risks, but they're calculated. I just don't throw darts at a board. Have some of my soda, you know. So what you guys got planned for the weekends, guys? And so you guys gonna go out? You gonna party? Or are you gonna study those charts? Me? I'm gonna get my study on. I don't know about you guys, but got a big interview tomorrow. They got the podcast. First time with a co-host. It's going to be epic. We're going to be live. We're going to be off the wall. We're going to make fun of a lot of people. We're going to bash a couple of companies. We're going to probably trade off of each other. And just have a good fun time. We're growing this podcast. Before I was at nighttime, and now I feel more comfortable being through the day. I could talk into this microphone all day long. All I do is make videos now and talk and have podcasts and webinars. It feels good for what I actually do. I enjoy myself. I teach you guys to be self-efficient traders, right? I don't want you to rely on stupid shit, right? Other people, other gurus on here, it's a big community, and everybody has their own little niche to what they do and everything. And some people self-promote themselves. They show off Lambos and watches and a whole bunch of other crap. And piles of cash. With themselves not even in the picture. It's so, do you actually have it or not? Well, I have something planned. I'm having my own computer built. I contacted a company that makes trading computers, and they're going to build me one from scratch. I'm getting this nasty-ass, like, desk, a beautiful chair. I'm going to have about 6 screens, fast-ass computer, with my great connection from Frontier. I'm going to set it all up. And then once it's all set up, within probably the end of next month, I'm going to do a Google Hangout. They said it'll probably take 2 to 3 months to build it. It's going to take a while. Because I'm getting a real freaking good one. Right? It's through a kid I went to high school with. He works at this computer technology place. They build computers. So he's building me this nasty one, right? I'm going to do a Google Hangout. I'm going to just drop 5 to 10 grand on the desk. And say, fuck you, Profitly. Fuck everybody. Boom. There's the cash. I don't gotta do no damn picture to show the stacks of cash with me not even in the picture. I'm just gonna drop the cash on the table. Like, forget about it. There's so many new traders out here now doing their own little thing. And the shit's just hilarious. It really is. It's, there's people who, I've been like in this community forever. And I never, I keep on leaving that community too. It's just on Facebook group I'm talking about. Right? I keep on leaving the community. It is seriously, this keeps on pissing me to freak off. One second, guys. I just noticed something real quick. Hold on. Alright, I'm back, and I see CNDO actually came down in price. We're looking to get in. It's at 426 right now. We're looking to get in. I want some big orders to pop up. Come on, need those big orders. See, my training is I don't place an order until I see big orders coming in. I don't want to be on the wall and get stuck. Whew. It's flashing right now. It's flashing. Flashing like a motherfucker. We're just waiting patiently to get in. Patiently waiting for the track to explode on. Bringing it back to 50 right there. First album. 2003. Whew. That was fire. We're just watching right now. I'm trying to get 5,000 shares right now, 427. I put it up. This is CNDO. Right? I'm trying to get 427, 5,000 shares. All right, guys, I'm in. Yeah, buddy. Wait. I didn't fill. The fuck? All right, never mind. I'm not in yet. I thought I failed. I'm in now. I'm in. I am in at 427 at CNDO. I have a stop loss in at 420. If it hits 420, I'm out. stop loss 420, 5,000 shares, 427. I'm looking to get above 430. Looking at 431, maybe 436. Small gain. Make that cash, you know what I mean? Right now, we're at 431, 429 bid with the 431 ask. We're looking to make that paper. I'm going to put this in the room real quick so you guys can see. So you guys are not listening, probably. Is this a room? Yeah. Waiting. See what happens. Waiting for that run, though. My sell order is in place. I have it at 430. One. 431 is my sell. If this goes up to 429, I'm gonna change the sell. Just in case, 431 is my sell. Stop at 420. So if this goes to 420, I'm out. And I gave back probably what I made this week and another stock I traded this week. So still in the green though. Just looking for a power hour run in this. I feel comfortable with the 426. We're looking for a nice little pattern move up. Come on. 430-ish. 424 bid. 427 ask. There's some blocks coming up at 422. Let's see some 419s. I don't like that. Hopefully those 419s are 420. Okay. Let's go. It's a party. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, God. Come on. Guys are killing me over here. You should be up in the 4:30s by now. It's a perfect flush pattern. Jesus. That's the risk I take. Trading live, you know. I could be one of those guys. Just post the stocks after they move. Like, oh, this is hot. Look what we did. I don't do that. I can trade later. I don't care if I lose. It's all about the learning process, though, right, guys? It's all about the learning. All right, 426 bid, 427 ass. Here we go. This is what I want. Come on. Give me that 432. Give me that 432. Somebody coming as a risky trade. No shit, every trade's a risky trade, bro. But I like the flush patterns. I really do. What I mean by flush is where it drops really quick and it's pop and it pops. This came down to the 420s. Now I should just go back up to the 430s. 426, 428. I already changed myself to 433. So we're going to see what happens. Hopefully I can get this 433. That's a decent gain. Here comes the 429. Here we go. We're moving. Last time I hit 429, it pulled back, though. So hopefully these sales don't happen this time. Yeah, it's starting to pull back again. It can't handle the 429s right now. A lot of sales. Come on. Bust through this damn bitch. Let's go. My banging like is a freaking Asian virgin over here. Let's go. Speaking of those Asians and those Korean chicks, boy, woo! Love you a long time. Come on. I don't want. Jesus Christ. I hate resistance, though, man. This shit should pop into the 430s already. Give me what I fucking want. Come on. It's all about the excitement, really. You get into a stock, you get freaking jacked, man, because you want to make money. But you want to be right, too, though. But you know when you become really good is when you lose on a trade? But you know the setup was perfect. That's when you know you came to pretty much the point where you're becoming a very professional trader. When you lose on a trade, but you still know the setup was perfect. How come ice is killing me right here? The expense on this, though. Come on. It can't handle that 429. Every time it hits that 429, it pulls back. This is, oh my God, I'm going to get stopped out. Holy shit. Fuck me. This is the time, like, do I edit my stop? Do I take it off that 420? No, I'm going to, if I lose, I lose. I don't mind losing 7 cents. Sure. I'm okay with that. Last time it came down to 422, it popped back up, though. It ran back to 429, and it sold off. Hopefully, we could test 429 again. Hopefully, we can break it this time. We can break it. If we can hit 430, I think we can finally get what I want. But if this test is 422 again, it might break 422. It might see 421. Which we have to pretty much bounce off this level right here. Like, the pattern is perfect. The volume is there. The only question is, the motherfuckers let the damn thing run. You got the worst thing in the world is like somebody who freaking sells in front of you. Like, let the thing run. Okay, see, the 422s are coming back up strong real quick. Don't know if it's going to hold. We have to see 425 bid with the 426 ask. We can see that it might be able to, a chance to run. Oh, okay, check with the 421s now. See, the 422s, they're not big enough. 25,000 shares, 400 at 422. Fuck me. No. Hold. Okay, here we go. Woo-hoo. Ooh, the heart attack waiting to happen right there now. All right, it's 425, 427, okay. Come on, give me fucking 432, 433, and I can get the fuck out of this damn thing. Come on, give me my small little gain. Give me my $500. Come on. Yeah, dear Brad, I'm rolling the dice, man. You almost definitely rolling the damn dice. Oh man, right now it's 3:39. Oh Christ, I was waiting for my web designer to come online. We got to go over some things for TradersNetworkLive.com. I don't got time to talk to him right now, even though he's in India, he's in Pakistan, so the time zone is perfect right now. But I'm busy. That sucks. I'm waiting for him to come online. 425 bid with a 427 ask. You can say I outsource. I outsource everything, actually. I'm really cool with him. He's a great worker. And I actually do pay him above prices, too. I pay him amount of money I would pay somebody who works in America. But I like him. He's very professional. And he's in a band, also. I'm cool with the Arabs. Come on. Run with the wind, run with the wolves. Guys who just joined the podcast, thank you for coming. Brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. Right now we're trading CNDO. We're at 5,000 shares at 427. And we're looking for 432 to 433. I have a stop at 420. So, we're looking to trade this for 3:40 p.m. We're looking for a nice little late after pretty much power hour run in the 4:30s. We're looking to make between 500 and 600 bucks. So we're going to see what happens. Now, today is filled with great basketball today, college basketball. Our webinar starts at 9. After this, we'll watch some basketball. Hopefully count some Benjamins. Oh, it's at 422 again, you cock-sucking motherfucker. Come on. I don't think the 422s can hold. I don't want to get stopped out of this. Oh, my God. I'm about to get stopped out. 419s, 418s are coming up. Shit. Fuck, I'm stopped out. I'm out, guys. See, just like that. Just like that, you could. Why didn't it take my stop? I had a stop in place. How come it didn't take? Why take it? Take it. All right, now I'm falling out. 420. All right, I'm stopped out. Shit happens. I can't win every trade. Quick break and I'll be right back. Thank you, Danny Boy, for checking in the podcast, and I'm back. Yeah, so I ended up losing $350. With commission, $358. Still up for the week, though. Still up. Could be worse. It couldn't break that resistance at 429. We hit that 429 twice. But those 421s are coming up thin. That's why we pulled back. The setup was right, though. It happens. You can't win in every trade. But the thing is, though, when you lose, you learn from it. The setup was right. I got in at the right time. Just going to break that 429. If I waited just a little longer, I could have gotten cheaper. Maybe I could have sold that 429. So maybe the entry was a little off, but the right time to get in was the right time, though. That was the perfect flush. The perfect flush setup. But I got stopped out. But I'm okay with it, though. Yes, I actually made money on this week. I'm back. Sorry about that. I actually hit the button and closed it on you guys. Dan, I made money on this a couple weeks ago, actually. It came back into to a good run again, and it went wild. See, the plays I give, you can trade this in many different situations. You could be a day trader on it, or you could be a long-term swing holder. But I actually held this. I could have sold it at $5 today. I could have made $2 per share. Just imagine the amount of money if I made if I had 5,000 shares in the low threes, and I sold them today at $5. Just think of the dough. There's many scenarios you could go into trading you could trade with. Every stock I look to trade is perfect for swing trading and day trading. Unlike other people in the same line of work, only call stocks that are only good for a day and then they collapse and are perfect to short. Not gonna name any names though, but you can figure it out. Right now, I'm going to talk to my web designer real quick, so give me a brief moment. In the meantime, let's listen to some music real quick. Going to play some Kanye West. Actually, I'm going to play some Drake. Not the new stuff, either the old stuff. Going to play Wolf and the Crew. Because I want you guys to have love for me. I'm just saying. This is my jam right here, like a couple years ago. I'm back. It's 3:50. It's 10 minutes left in the market. There's about 20 minutes left in the show. It's been a hectic week. Actually, no. There's about 9 minutes left in the show. Okay, I took a 40-minute and then a 60-minute show instead of an hour. It's okay. It happens. Got a webinar tonight too. So. I got stopped out of CNDO. I'll do I run back in right here at 421 and try to recover what I lost real quick? No. I'm not gonna force it. I'm gonna trade this tomorrow though. I am gonna make some hefty cash in this tomorrow. You can believe that. So one of my students right here is holding GSAT. No, he was talking about GSAT earlier in the week on this show. They're saying that you gotta be careful buying in this 330 range. because of the downside risk. Because I wasn't training that heavily. But I was trading around about 2.4 million shares. Now it has a liquidity now. Right now it's at 339 and 340. I think he's in at 330, so he's up 10 cents right here. I think he can sell this possibly at 345 for a 15 cent gain. Now, 15 cents is nothing to write home about. With 1,000 shares, though, it is a nice profit, though. It's a nice little bank right there. He banked earlier in his other account, earlier this week, at another stock, so he's evolving, you know what I mean? It's I'm very, very proud of him. He's came a long way. He's doing really good. One of our other students right here, Dan Brown, he's making perfect trades right now. He's in our training program right now. He's in our boot camp, and he's over at SureTrader. He's making some good moves. He's getting in and out. He's learning how the market works. He's evolving. Pretty soon, he's going to start making a lot of money. He's picking the right setups and the right stocks. He's following my strategy to a perfect T. Pretty soon, I'm going to let him actually start risking more capital to make more money. But right now, this is about getting that confidence and getting used to getting in and getting out, when to get in and when to get out, stuff like that. He's evolving. All our students right now are learning a lot. I highly recommend you to start paper trading. Then after that, put in $500 into an account. Trade with that. Because separating yourself from paper to real capital, it's a different, whole different mindset. You got to detach yourself from the money and just trade what you're learning. Once you do that, and once you gain that confidence, you start to become a better trader. And you will start to really just evolve and start to make real money. Anybody can make a couple good trades, and you can call themselves a great trader. But until you stop giving back on what you lose, you're not a great trader. What I mean by giving back, everybody loses. But I mean when you make $5,000, then you give that $5,000 back, you're not good. But if you make $5,000 and then you give back maybe a couple $100 in a trade, it's okay. But always use risk management. You always should have a stop loss in place. Most of my trades, I use stops because I'm scared as hell of the downfall. And in the price range I buy into, I buy a lot of flushes where a stock could be at 335, then it flushes to 327, then I get in, looking to get out at 330 or 335. I'm just trying to get in, then get out when the stock corrects itself. It's an easy pattern to use. But there's also a decent amount of downside, too, because stock can go lower. But I usually have a stop loss in place, like 5 to 3 cents below where I got in. Like, sometimes I actually get in, sometimes I place my stop loss just a little lower, like 10 cents lower. But I usually go either 3 to 5 cents or 7 cents lower than where I got in at. That's where I feel comfortable. Because everybody is going to lose. But the question is how much you're actually going to lose. That's the question. As we're talking, now this is at 341. 340 to 341. It's going to go higher. It should move higher. It's in a good trend. That's great. I love my web designer to death. But listen to this. So I asked him if he got the banner set up for my podcast. I wanted the banner made so I can just use the website, use the banner, and promote my podcast. He's like, yeah, no problem. Like, I already had it updated, so let's do it in the voice now. Hold on, ready? Oh my god, I already had it updated a week ago. I can't do it. I really kind of love the kid to death, man. Of course, all the Arabs. Oh, Dan, yeah, actually, that's actually a smart move, man, because you never know. You actually are up nice. It could move, like, maybe 3 to 4 cents higher, but you're up nice, man. It's always good to bank in that profit when you're up. Remember the last couple ones you didn't. You kind of lost on them. So you want to get that confidence back and just start banking. Get back to business. I'm waiting for my web guy to send me the link now. Like, this shit's been updated. I don't even know about it. The time zone kills us, man. Cause like, but it's all right. It could close at 3:42. You could get 3:42 probably after hours, even tomorrow, really. The price range you're in right now, everybody's up. So that's always good. But the thing with everybody up, it's they're going to look to sell. Yeah, you can still bank. You're up like 10 cents, man. That's nice. Oh, jeez. I got to stand real quick. Last couple days, man, my freaking hip, man. I don't stand and this kills me. I've been sitting down too much. I haven't been to the gym in a week and a half. I gotta get back in the gym. Ugh. Oh, my hip.
Bad.
All right, there's 2 minutes left in the market. That means 90 seconds left in my podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying this. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be 2 shows. We're doing a live interview at 2 p.m. It's going to last us maybe like 20 minutes max, maybe 30. Depends how much the CEO wants to talk. So I'm going to let him talk. Try to keep it short and sweet, though. I don't want it to do it where it goes forever and ever. Good 20 minutes. You can come on. You can tell everybody in the world what his company's about. Ask him a couple questions. He's going to answer them. Then I'm going to wish him the best. Then we'll start the podcast. Got Bill Manfield coming on as my co-host. We're going to look to have a good time. Talk college basketball. Talk about some WWE. Talk about stocks, business. We're going to have a whole script where it's going to be great. As always, let the training gods be with you. Got 23 seconds left. Okay. So a lot of things going on. We got the webinar tomorrow, pretty much tonight, 9 p.m. for a couple hours. That's going to be fun. Another podcast tomorrow. All right, guys. Peace.